latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester City headlines, and Manchester City are reportedly preparing to make a fresh move for Ajax starlet Frenkie de Jong after seeing a £50 million bid rejected for him in the summer. City boss Pep Guardiola wants to sign a defensive midfielder in January, and de Jong, who impressed actually as a centre-back in Ajax's 3-0 Champions League win over AEK Athens on Wednesday, is on his list of targets. Manchester United were said to have watched him this week, and Tottenham and Barcelona are also keen. Barca expects to be City's biggest rivals for the 21-year-old. Ajax insist de Jong will stay in Amsterdam for at least another year, but the Mirror claims City haven't ruled out testing their resolve once more in January. Guardiola believes he needs another defensive midfielder, with the Premier League champion still relying on 33-year-old Fernandinho as their primary man for that role. Elsewhere, City midfielder Manu Garcia says Toulouse was the best choice after previous loan spells for him at Alaves and NEC Breda. The 20-year-old scored on his City debut against Crystal Palace in 2015, but he's now embarking on his fourth loan spell away from Manchester. After Toulouse were thrashed 4-0 by Marseille on his first start for the Ligue 1 club, the young Spaniard has begun to impress, and he believes that the philosophy of the coach is perfect for his development. He told Vant Minute, "I finished the season in the Netherlands, where things went well. I had several opportunities in Spain, the Netherlands and England, but Toulouse was the best choice for me. Looking at the club, Alan Casanova and his playing philosophy, which is beautiful football based on possession. This is the moment to show what I'm capable of, and that a club offers me this stability. As for the future, we'll see if it's in Manchester City, Toulouse or elsewhere." Well, Garcia has just 2 years left on his contract at City, which expires in 2020.